Chief Hewitt said they have some unique challenges due to the trails and many special events in their jurisdiction.
We instituted a new motorcycle program, as many residents are aware of. We have over 400 miles of trails. As Chief Adams will attest, we take care of hundreds of special events throughout the years. And we have some response logistics that are very unique to our district. So our Administrative Control Board approved the purchase of a couple of these 250cc Honda Enduro motorcycles, and they serve many functions, the biggest of which is to respond during these special events in crowded areas. And they give us a response capability like no other.
Another acquisition is helping their ability to assist in search and rescues.
Case in point, we're going to accept delivery on a Polaris track-driven Ranger that will replace two of our snowmobiles. And this vehicle does a lot more than our snowmobiles used to do. We found that our snowmobiles were very single dimension capability. They got us there, but they didn't help us get the patient out or anything.
Chief Hewitt said they have all kinds of emergencies to deal with.
Name the response. We have ice responses, water responses, mud, snow, heavy terrain, no terrain, hills, no hills. So our fire district has to be able to respond to everything. We've made a lot of improvements over this last year. We also purchased a Rosenbauer four-wheel drive fire engine that is very unique. Mm-hmm. Anybody from another district might show up. And in fact, I used to spec fire engines for another department. And the only other department that I've seen that actually has a four-wheel drive unit like this was the Honolulu Fire. It's very unique in its capabilities, and it can go down snow-packed roads and get back into Timberline and Summit Park.
Wow. Does it look any different than
Looks very different.
Uh-huh.
It looks lifted. It looks like a big old beefy four-wheel drive fire engine.
On a related topic, Assistant Fire Chief Scott Adams said they're busier with fire inspections for new building, a sign of a reviving economy.
So we've seen about a 30-40% increase in what we did for our project clearances over last year. And a majority have hit that in the May time, so going through May till the end of the year. A lot of it is commercial businesses, which is good to see, and especially even with the residential houses. That's increased drastically also, both here in Park City and the Summit County area that we cover.
Assistant Fire Chief Scott Adams and Fire Chief Paul Hewitt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.